The Shadow knows.
The Shadow, mysterious character who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. The Shadow uses his hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the unseen voice of the Shadow belongs. Today's story, The Shadow Returns.
Gentlemen, a situation has arisen that's causing shipping great concern. It's in the hope you shipmasters may be able to offer some solution or explanation that you've been called here. Mr. Kentschner has come from the Washington office to acquaint you with the facts. Gentlemen, Mr. Kentschner.
Thank you, Commodore. Gentlemen, during the past few months, we've been getting reports of an alarming series of strange accidents aboard incoming ships. Out of 60 ships that have tied up at this port recently, some 50 crew members have been put in hospitals for infections in arms, legs, and shoulders. Really, gentlemen. And 15 seamen have either lost a leg or an arm in the past few months. Really, it's true, gentlemen. And in addition, 4 have died as a result of their injuries.
Have you any idea of the cause? Any clue at all?
The only thing we're sure of, Commodore, is that unless something can be done at once, there are men on the sea right now who lose an arm, a leg, or maybe their lives.
All right. You men can leave my office and report to your stations.
Okay,
your physical examination's okay for sailing. Payne.
Yes, Dr. Bedlow?
Stay here.
Yes, sir.
I'll have to do something about that arm of yours.
Victor.
Yes, Johnson?
If this doctor wants to fool with your arm, you not let him.
Don't let him? What do you mean?
I sailed with him before. Many time. You let him do something, you be sorry. You remember what they tell you?
What are you waiting for, Johnson?
Hey, go now, doctor. Don't forget what they tell you.
Well, gosh, I don't know what to do.
All right, Payne. Now we'll take care of you. Where'd you get this vaccination?
Well, I got it in Harvard. I went to that doctor you told me about.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten. Well, you've got a bit of an infection. Place your arm on the table.
Oh, listen, Doc. I don't want to go home to my mother with my arm all tied up. She'd be scared to death.
Now, look here, Payne. I can't force you to submit to treatment. But if you disregard my advice, I'll have your name stricken from the crew roster.
Oh, no. No, you see, this is my first voyage. Well, I want to make good.
Well, it's up to you. What do you want to do? I can't waste all day with you.
Well, all right, go ahead.
This won't hurt. Steady now.
All right. Shoot. Oh, stop. Doc. Doc, stop.
Fainted, eh? A very effective anesthetic. Now, Victor Payne will perform a real operation.
What's the matter?
Oh, I want to get a rest from the rest I've had on this ship.
Oh, Lamont, it's been fun.
Fun is right. I've never had so much fun thrust upon me in such large doses in all my life.
Oh, you mean the cruise director.
I mean the cruise director. That voice of his will haunt me for the rest of my days.
Having fun this morning, Mr. Cranston. Join the deck games, Mr. Cranston. They're fun. Play bridge, Mr. Cranston. It's loads of fun. Be sure to come to the dance tonight, Mr. Cranston.
It's going to be fun. Yes, I know. Say, look, Lamont.
Yeah, what's the matter?
In the stern of the ship, that group of seamen, they've been gathering in little knots like that for the last few days. What do you suppose it means?
Maybe they're planning to get the cruise director.
Oh, no, seriously, Lamont. I don't like it.
And look, there's Captain Blair running down from the bridge. Come along, Margo. Let's walk back and see what it's all about.
Well, not too close, Lamont.
Don't worry, Margo. Well, I don't like the look of this.
Yeah, let me go. Let me go.
You put your head, break your neck. Hey,
what's going on
here? What's going on here? You, Johnson, stop that.
You
hear me? Stop it. Get back there. Now, what's the meaning of this? Dr. Badelaw.
Yes, Captain.
What happened? Why did this man strike you?
I'm sure I don't know. I came out of my cabin and he jumped on me.
You go below, skipper. You look at young Payne. Then you know why I hit him.
Victor Payne, the cabin boy? What's wrong with him?
If he don't get the proper medical attention right soon, skipper, the lad'll lose his arm.
He's been lying in his bunk screaming with pain for 2 days. And his sawbones won't do anything for him.
Yeah, that's right, skipper.
What does this mean, Doctor? What happened to the cabin boy? Vaccinated and half infection set in. His arm is swollen a bit.
A bit? His arms feel big like two arms.
What have you done for the boy, Doctor?
All I could. Needs an operation, but we haven't the facilities aboard. We get to port tomorrow. I'll take him to a sanatorium where I can do the job right.
It'll be all right to wait. I mean, there's no great danger?
No, sir.
Very well. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
This is a serious offense striking a ship's officer. I can't let it pass. You'll have a hearing later. In the meantime, Matthews.
Aye, sir.
Put this man in irons.
Put him in irons?
Put him in irons.
All right, Johnson, come on.
Hey, you can put me in irons now. But I get that fellow later. I'll fix him.
All right. All right, now the rest of you. Get back to your posts. Go on now.
Come on. Put Johnson in
irons. He was right. Margo. Let's go below and see this cabin boy. The one they say has such a bad arm.
Do you think there's some truth to what the men say?
I don't know, Margo. They may exaggerate, but I've always inclined to the belief that too many men can't be too far wrong.
Ain't got much farther to go, sir. They got young Payne bunked at the bottom of these stairs.
I see. Well, this is certainly no place for a sick boy. It's stifling hot.
Why isn't he in a deck cabin?
You ask me that, Miss Lane. You might as well ask me why they have a doctor aboard like Vadlow. Now, here we are. Step right in.
Thanks. Margo. You better wait here.
All right, Lamont.
Well, help me. Victor, what in thunder are you doing out of bed?
I'm not going to stay down here below any longer.
Now you get back in bed.
Well, I ship to do my trick like everybody else. I'm going to work.
Now, just a minute, son. You're in no condition to do any work.
I tell you, I've...
Take it easy.
Steady, boy. Back in bed with you.
Yeah, easy now. There we are.
They'll never ship me again. I fell down on my first voyage.
Don't worry about that. You've got a man-sized job getting well on your hands.
Victor, this here's Mr. Cranston, and... come in, Miss Lane.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Cranston and Miss Lane, Victor. They're passengers. Come down to see how you're doing.
You mind if I look at your arm, Victor?
No, sir.
What? No bandage? See. That's a nasty wound.
Why, the arm must be swollen more than twice its normal size.
Tell me, Victor, how did it happen?
Well, it started from a vaccination I got in Hav. A bit of infection set in. Well, I didn't think it was much, but Dr. Vadlaw, he said it was serious.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Cranston.
Yes, Victor.
I won't lose my arm, will I? Oh, I can't do that, sir. I've got to work. You see, there's somebody depending on me. That's why I came to see, because there wasn't any work at home.
Oh, Victor, don't lose your courage.
Oh, it's my own fault I'm in this mess. I was warned against Vadlaw.
Warned? By whom?
Newt Johnson. He told me not to let that law touch me.
Johnson? The man who struck the doctor? Oh, I see.
Oh, Mr. Kent. How do you do, Miss Lane?
How do you do, Captain?
You've met Dr. Badlaw, I believe.
Yes, Dr. Badlaw, and I've met before.
Yeah, how do you do?
Captain, I don't think this boy should be kept down here. I'll be glad to pay for a deck cabin.
Oh, that won't be necessary. I had no idea he was so badly off. I'll have him moved at once.
Just a minute, Captain. I think I should be consulted in any plans that affect my patient.
Well, surely, Doctor, you don't object to his being moved out of this hot, humid place.
I wouldn't object, Miss Lane, if I thought it was best for the patient.
But you refuse to allow the boy to be moved?
Until my judgment dictates otherwise, yes.
Dr. Badlaw, I think that you're...
Margo, please. I think we better leave the doctor with his patient. Come along.
Oh, Lamont, I'm so angry I could... Well, it's a good thing I'm not a man. I can't see why
Margo, that... please. This is a time to keep the head cool and the heart warm. I don't understand why Vardalor sewed that wound up in the first place. It's an infection. It should be allowed to drain. Well,
something's got to be done. The boy's in great danger, Lamont.
Margo, I have a feeling Newt Johnson knows something. Perhaps the shadow can find the answer.
What are you going to do?
Have a little tete-a-tete with Seaman Johnson. In the meantime, Margo, I want you to go to the wireless room and send a message for me.
Johnson.
Eh? Who is that?
I am the Shadow.
Shadow? What you mean? I don't see you.
I'm standing right here in front of your cell.
I see nobody. Somebody play trick on me.
You can't see me, Johnson. You can only hear me.
Huh? You are a ghost, yeah?
I am not a ghost, Johnson.
If you are not ghost, why I can see you?
Because I have the power to make myself invisible.
Yeah? What you want from me?
I am here to help you. To help young Payne, if I can. I want to know why you attacked the doctor. Why you warned Victor Payne against him.
Because he is butcher. This is not first time he make people suffer. He treat firemen on Cerebic. Fireman lose leg. He treat cook and Francis William. Cook lose arm.
That certainly is not a flattering record.
You think that bad? He killed my friend, Tag Olson.
Killed him? How?
Tag have infection in shoulder. This doctor fool with him and he die. Believe me, this young pain, he die too.
Johnson, I want you to leave this matter entirely in my hands.
Well, you may be smart fellow, Mr. Shadow, but you believe me, you won't be able to do anything. This Victor Payne, he's going to lose arm, may lose life. Hey, no, you see.
Thunder, Mr. Cranston, this is unbelievable.
I don't think you could have it from better authority, Captain.
You had Miss Lane wire the inquiry an hour ago, you say?
Yes. And there you have the answer.
George Badlaw refused license to practice because of failure to qualify in ability and character. Well, there's certainly no disputing this.
You see, Captain, Badlaw's papers are forgeries. He has no right to practice.
Well, he must know we're on to him. We can't find him anywhere aboard. We've searched the ship from top to bottom. There's only one answer. He's gone over the side.
Well, my greatest concern right now is young Payne, Captain. If something's not done at once, he'll lose his arm.
Well, I've ordered the boy moved to a deck cabin. What else can we do? There's no doctor aboard.
Well, perhaps you could transfer the boy to another ship.
I'm afraid not. We could never put him over the side in a sea like this. Too rough.
I see. Captain.
Yes?
At least we can get some advice. There must be a liner in our vicinity with a competent physician aboard.
Perhaps. Miles.
Aye, sir.
What was the last ship you lugged?
I raised the Empress Marguerite about an hour ago, sir.
Where does she lie?
Dead on our course, sir.
Good. That's our ship, Cranston. I know the doctor aboard. Good man.
Contact him. In the meantime, I'll see what I can do for young Payne.
All right, Miles. Get Dr. Sprowls on the Empress Marguerite. Emergency.
Oh, Lamont, come in.
How's the boy, Margot?
Well, he's much more comfortable in this deck cabin. He goes off into a coma every once in a while.
The pain must be horrible. Look at the way his face is contorted.
What are we going to do, Lamont?
Well, the captain's trying to contact the ship to get some advice from a physician.
I'm afraid we'll need more than advice.
Oh, Captain Blair. Any luck?
Yeah, I've got an answer from the Empress Marguerite.
Good, let's hear it.
Description of boy's arm indicates immediate operation imperative. In absence of licensed physician, suggest job be done by ship's officer or responsible layman.
How can that...
Now, wait, Morgan.
We'll direct operation with complete instructions via shortwave radio. Answer at once.
What does he mean, he'll direct the operation?
We'll have to set up a two-way radio so we can talk with the operator while the boy is on the table. Captain, that boy's life is in your hands.
In my hands?
You're the ranking officer. You'll have to operate.
Oh, no, Cranston. That's out of the question. I don't know the first thing about surgery.
Lamont, why don't you do it?
What?
You've had some medical training.
But I've never done anything like that.
You've had medical training? Cranston, you must. For the boy's sake.
That youngster's life is at stake, Lamont. You can't let him down.
Captain... Yes? How long will it take to hook up the shortwave set?
Oh, about 15 minutes.
All right. Tell the Empress Marguerite we'll operate in 15 minutes.
Shortwave all set here, sir.
You ready, Cranston?
Yes, Captain. Margo, how about you?
I'm ready.
Good.
I'll give you the go-ahead, sir, in just a second, as soon as I raise the Marguerite.
As soon as you can. Here, Cranston. I'll put this microphone in front of you so you can talk to Dr. Sproul.
Thank you.
Mr. Cranston.
Yes, Victor.
Could I have a cigarette?
If it'll steady your nerves, certainly.
It'll help, sir.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Here's the light.
Now I'm all set.
Victor, this is going to be a bit of an ordeal. You'll have to listen to all the details of the operation coming from the loudspeaker.
I can take it, sir.
You're sure, Victor? You want me to do this? You'll trust me?
Trust you, sir. I'll bet on you.
XQL, stand by. It's yours, Captain. Take it.
All right. Hello, Empress Marguerite?
Hello. Granada? Sproul speaking.
Well, this is Captain Blair, Doctor. We're ready on this end.
Good. Who's going to operate?
One of my passengers. I'll introduce him. Lamont Cranston, Dr. Sproul.
How do you do, Doctor?
Hello, Mr. Cranston. You've got quite a job on your hands, so let's get on with it.
Good luck, Lamont.
Thanks, Margot.
First, let me take a quick check on your setup. You've got a good, sharp scalpel, I suppose.
Yes, Doctor.
Plenty of towels.
A few dozen.
Any way of sterilizing them?
Baking them with hot irons.
Good. Gauze?
Yes.
Roll it into small strips about the size of a cigarette.
Margot, will you take care of that, please?
Yes, Lamont.
You'll need those to drain the wound. Now, the disinfectant.
Iodine.
Anesthetic.
I'm using a local, Doctor. I know how to administer that. I've done it before.
Just one thing more.
Yes, Doctor.
Will you confirm all my instructions as I give them so there'll be no chance of misunderstanding?
Yes, Doctor.
All right. Now then, you say you know how to administer the anesthetic?
Yes, Doctor. Hypo's all ready.
All right. First, the alcohol.
Alcohol, Margot.
Here, Margot.
Ready, Doctor.
Swab the arm.
Right.
Feels good.
Hypo. Ooh.
Hypo. Victor, this is going to hurt for just a second, so brace yourself.
Let her go, sir.
All right.
Oh.
Good boy. There you are, Doctor.
Iodine.
Iodine.
Paint the entire area.
Right. Entire area of infection.
Make an incision about 2 inches long, passing through the most infected area. That's all there is to it.
All right, Doctor.
Don't move anybody.
Badmore!
What is it?
I
have a patient here, and I'm not going to let any meddler usurp my authority.
You have no authority here.
I hold my authority right in my hand, Captain. And unless you do as I say, this gun's liable to start making a noise.
Mr. Cranston.
Just a moment, Doctor. We've had an interruption.
We've got to get on with this operation.
Oh, you do, eh, Doctor?
Mr. Mayer's liable to prove fatal. We can't let this...
Get away from that radio, Pablo. Get away!
Now we'll get on with the operation. Without your help.
What do you mean?
I'm still the ship's doctor. I'm justified in taking any measures to protect my patient.
You're a charlatan, Vadlaw. A faker. Your papers are all forgeries.
Shut up, Cranston, or I'll kill you. Come on now, all of you. Get out!
Well, Margo, Captain Blair, it looks as though we'll have to leave.
Oh, but Cranston, this man...
I'm sorry, Captain. There's nothing we can do.
Well, if you think I'm going to let that boy undergo an operation...
Please, Captain.
All right.
I'll follow you right out.
What are you waiting for, Cranston? Get going. Take your hand off that light switch. Put on those lights. Why are you?
He's gone. There.
We won't be disturbed now. Well, Victor, they've all gone. We're alone. Just you and me.
Keep away from me. Keep away. Don't come near me.
Why, Victor, I'm your doctor.
I don't want anything to do with you.
But I want to help you,
Victor. You haven't before.
I'm going to now.
What do you mean?
You have a very bad arm.
Yes, thanks to you.
It'll have to come off at once.
No, Mr. Cranston. Captain, help me, please.
I can't help you now, Victor. You're going.
No.
Take it easy. Just breathe in. You'll be asleep in. Now, Victor, when you wake up, your arm will be gone. Gone. What was that?
Put down the scalpel, Butler.
What? Ah, that radio. I thought I broke it.
No use, Butler. This is a voice you can't shut out.
Who are you?
I am the Shadow.
The Shadow? Oh, yes, I've heard of you.
Get away from that table. I'm going to finish the operation on the boy's arm.
You a Shadow operator? Oh, no, you don't. Not while I can do anything about it.
Put down that scalpel, I say.
After the arm's cut off.
In that case... Now, Vatilor, I hope you're convinced I'm not all Shadow.
You're some sort of a devil.
Stay where you are. Keep away from this table. I've no time to bother with you.
I can't see you, but I can see you lift those instruments. Put them down.
Small incision.
Don't cut, stop, I say.
Passing through.
Stop or I'll shoot.
Most
you think I can't
area.
Hit you because I can't see you? Well, I'll show you. Still operating, eh? I plugged you, Shadow. Still begging for it, eh? Well, that should finish you. What's that?
Bring the quick gun! Bring him over this side!
The crew!
Yes, Outlaw, the crew, they're coming for you.
They'll never get me.
You've used up four of your bullets.
Only one left, but this time I won't miss. The last one will find the mark. Well, Shadow, here's for the last bullet.
Break the door down, men!
Easy now, men! Easy! Come back there!
Lamont! You're hurt, Lamont, you're bleeding.
Never mind about me. I've got to finish with Victor.
What happened to Badlaw?
Shot himself. Here, Margo, hold the boy's arm while I finish.
All right, men. Back to your post. Badlaw's dead.
Margo. Captain.
Yes?
Look. Under this muscle.
Lamont.
What is it, Cranston?
It's a pure blood ruby.
Embedded in the boy's arm.
Yes. There's the reason for Victor Payne's infected arm. The explanation for Vadlaw's strange conduct. Let me have that scalpel, Margo.
Here you are, Lamont.
Yeah, we'll have to get it out.
Lamont, how did it get in Victor's arm?
It was placed there by Vadlaw.
Why would he do a thing like that?
It was simply a diabolically clever way of smuggling precious stones. That love was only one in a ring of similar fiends.
By thunder. I never heard of the like.
That's why Vatlaw didn't want to operate until he reached port.
Exactly. He wanted to get the jewel past the customs officials. There. It's out. And this is the end of the ring's mutilating and murdering enterprise. We'll sweep the sea clean of the whole filthy tribe. We...
Oh, Cranston, that shoulder of yours. We've got to take care of it.
We've got to take care of this boy first. Gauzmuggle.
Gauzlamont.
Ready with the cotton. Here, Captain. Hold the arm while I spread the wound.
All right.
Now, Margo. Cotton. Pack the wound with gauze. Or iodine. Wipe the perspiration from my face, Margo.
Lamont!
Cranston! Cranston!
Look, Lamont, here's an article in the newspaper that should give you some satisfaction.
Yes? What is it, Margot?
Listen. Surgery smuggling ring broken. 10 fake doctors taken into custody. Their private hospital raided.
Well, I guess that winds up the case very effectively.
Listen, Lamont. It says that the ring had their own hospital where they extracted the gems from the unsuspecting carriers.
Yes, that was Victor Payne was. An unsuspecting carrier. Well, Victor's none the worse for his experience. And the ring is broken. Vatlaw is dead.
Yes, and your wounded shoulder is healing very nicely. The doctor told me this morning that you'd be up and around again in a day or so.
Well, that's good news. I imagine that if I take care of myself, eat the right food, exercise, build myself up, that eventually I'll be in proper condition to take another rescuer at sea.
Today's program is based on a story copyrighted by the Shadow Magazine. All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. The Shadow Magazine is on sale at your local newsstand.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.